The misuse of the designer drug called bath salts continues to be in the news. The death of a Munnsville woman is the latest Central New York case involving the suspected use of the man-made drug. As WRVO's Ellen Abbott reports, it comes as the number of complaints about the drug is on the rise.
In all of 2011, there are 118 calls to the Upstate Poison Center about bath salts. Already this year, there have been 141. Center toxicologist Alexander Garrard says it amounts to a public health crisis. Part of the problem, he says, is there's no way to know how these chemical concoctions affect a person.
It's playing chemical Russian roulette. It's just a matter of time before you have a bad experience. Because of a bad batch, you used too much, you mixed it with other substances.
Garrard is concerned that the violent behavior from bath salt users is relatively recent. And he says there's no real treatment for what basically is a drug-induced psychosis.
So really what it is just good, basic, supportive care. So giving them sedation, because a lot of these patients are so agitated that they need to be sedated to protect not only themselves, but to also protect the healthcare professionals around them, because they can be very violent. These are the patients that could definitely flip hospital beds.
Garrard also points out it's unclear what the long-term effects of using bath salts are. In Syracuse, Ellen Abbott for WRVO News.